The Indonesian province of West Papua has been the subject of a decades-long struggle for independence that's been firmly suppressed by the nation's government. The recent killing of resistance leaders such as Marco Tabuni has put West Papua back in the news, and some journalists have skirted the media lockdown imposed on the province to report on allegations of human rights abuses and violence perpetrated by Indonesian troops. But not many are aware of the peaceful resistance strategies of West Papuans living right here in Australia. Collaborations between West Papuan, other Melanesian and Australian artists in Melbourne have created a vibrant community that's raising awareness about the plight of West Papuans through music and cultural dance. Anoki Shah reports.
Papuan identity is rooted in its connection to its land, and it's rooted in connection to its song. Song is the story of the creation of the land and the people. The history in an oral tradition gets handed down through song. And not just history, law, everything gets handed down through song. And this is a central part of Papuan identity, just the same as it's a central part of Aboriginal identity, which of course West Papuans are Aboriginal people.
That was Nick Chesterfield, the editor of West Papua Media. He's a citizen media trainer for journalists in West Papua, focusing on getting news out about civil resistance and human security. I caught up with Nick, along with members of the group Rise of the Morning Star. They're a collaboration of Melanesian artists in Melbourne who are using music to fight oppression through peaceful civil resistance. Leah Wanwarapin is the lead singer. She talks about how important it is to maintain her unique West Papuan identity through music, just as it is for other Melanesians.
Actually, a lot of us are children of freedom fighters. My dad and his band, the Black Brothers, sang songs of freedom in West Papua, and the Indonesian government actually felt threatened by them, and they had to flee to escape being jailed. And we all know what happens when you're jailed in West Papua.
You see yourself as West Papuan and you express yourself through song. Growing up, how important was music to you?
Music was very important. It was, especially when we're talking about cultural music. As a West Papuan, our culture is really the only thing that we have. And it's what really differentiates us from the Indonesians. Our culture alone, you can just see it's... We're Melanesian, we are from the Pacific, we're not Indonesian. Keeping the music alive in the family and singing the old songs that our parents learnt as kids, you know, it was very important for our parents to keep that going, because that's really all we have. We don't have the freedom to go back home and learn from our elders and, you know, from our land and that sort of thing. So music is very, very important.
So it's kind of a way to really keep your culture yours.
Yes, definitely.
You didn't grow up in West Papua. Do you still feel a connection to the place?
Definitely, that's my people.
How is culture suppressed in Indonesia? What happens to people if they want to express a uniquely West Papuan identity through song, through music, through traditional practices?
They are so scared to do that. It's only the ones who really just have no fear are the ones who are outspoken. Sorry, when you ask me that question, like, the first thing that comes to mind is that it's not even a question. They just don't do it. I mean, they're scared for their lives. If they speak about it, I mean, they don't even say the word merdeka. They say M. They're too scared to even say the word. And merdeka means freedom, independence in Indonesian.
One of the founders of the Rise group, Ronnie Kareni, explains how his group uses words in their songs to highlight what the situation is like on the ground. He also explained to me that music is a way of showing resistance to Indonesian occupation, but instead of using weapons, it's a form of peaceful civil resistance.
I've got a band. We started as a band called Tabura, and one of our songs called Yanures, and Yanures is a village in Biak Island. And so the beginning of that song is like, wake up in the morning looking at the ocean. You see the beautiful ocean, the beach, and then you see the birds flying. You can hear the church bell ringing. But then there's a flip to it where it's not the same. The reality is not like what, you know, the people are living there. The reality is that the people are facing this ongoing military oppression and, you know, living in that state of fear every day. And so there's that chant part where, you know, calling out for, you know, to stand up, call out for, you know, a free West Papua. We still talk about the land, how beautiful it is, but the reality is not the same. The message is in the songs.
Ronnie Kareni, founder of the group Rise of the Morning Star, ending that report by Anoki Shah.